jump around.
Welcome to Triple M's Weekend Huddle Podcast with RAC. Did you know when driving at 70 k's per hour instead of 60, it takes an extra 11 metres to stop? Change your speed, change your outcome.
Triple M's Weekend Huddle.
Sport with a side of carry-on.
Welcome to it. Saturday morning here in Perth. We are here for the Weekend Huddle. I had to check myself. I did save Michelle during the week and almost called that.
Look at him flexing straight away.
Oh, letting you know I did save Michelle during the week.
Just in case one day you will all make it to the big dance.
Oh, please.
Speaking of... morning, Danny. Morning, Ryan.
Hello, Tom.
Speaking of big dance, we had the kick over the Swan last week, Danny. Oh, what a great day.
Controversial.
It was.
Do you know, this was one of the best promos the station's done, right? Because it was original. There were crowds down there in support of the talent having the kick over the Swan and the contestants, of course. Last week on this very show, Mr. Ryan Daniels.
He was up and about.
You got some audio. What did he say?
Yeah, well, I said he'd definitely finish last and Ryan wasn't happy. But I reckon old mate Daniels.
Oh, yeah, come on.
I reckon last. There's a 50-50 chance
that you absolutely butcher it.
Off the side of his boot. He's got those stretchy pants on and his footy boots, trying to look the part.
Like a six-time premiership player at AFL 9 level.
Yeah, and goes on and shanks it. Wouldn't it just be the greatest video if Ryan falls over?
Only did he rock up with his stretchy shorts on, Tommy, he was wearing like an overshirt, like a nice blue overshirt. It was like fashions on the pier, Ryan Daniels. And let's just recap what happened. Did you want to tell the Weekend Huddle listeners?
Well, I'm going to get to do my side of the story first,
All right.
So, you did.
Kicked it out of bounds,
mate.
There was
on
markers.
The pool.
It went out of the markers and Ryan finished...
I kicked 28.2
metres. You did kick 28.2 metres. Now,
good
let me
you.
Say my piece.
Haven't been able to walk since, yes.
Let me say my
did
piece.
Did you finish last?
No, I didn't qualify.
So you finished last.
Well, let's...
You two get
here's
so
the
competitive.
Story.
I love it. Keep going.
So I'm watching the contestants.
So you're
had,
beaten
right?
by Danny.
Mm. Hold on, let
yes,
me say.
Yes, he was.
You're beaten by Michelle.
Hold on a minute. Your contestants, right? Your legit contestants. I'm watching them, and the guys who are kicking it slightly out to the right are kicking the furthest. So I go and talk to the supporters on the side, and I say, guys, what's the trick in? They're like, oh, you just got to kick it out to the right. And I was like, brilliant.
Yeah.
So my plan is to get...
Thought he was a man of the people, and they just gave him the wrong information.
Well, they didn't tell me that there's these floating cones. Apparently, there's an out of bounds. So I'm out there. I'm launching 36 metres, which is further than Zave and further than Embers and a lot further than you and about six times further than Michelle.
Right.
I was only beaten by
whatever
Hamish.
Whatever helps you sleep
but
at night, Rhino.
Suddenly there's this rule about out of bounds. Yeah, so I will not have
I'd
my name.
I'd hold the 100 metre sprint too if you're allowed to use an engine. There's all these kind of things you get away with it.
Last night, Fremantle taking on Sydney at Optus. Beautiful tribute to Cam McCarthy, which we're going to touch on next.
Yeah, Justin Longmuir had some pretty touching words to say after the match. We'll cover that off next here on the Weekend Huddle, 92.9 Triple M. Hey, driving in this morning, it rained, finally. The Bureau told us it was going to piss down the last 24 hours.
Well, you were nervous
down
last
the hatches
night.
And
nervous on the boundary there last night, Tommy, but you stayed dry, which was good.
Well, Danny, how do you feel? I said last night if it rained, I was just going up to the box.
Well, what, as boundary?
Yeah, I wasn't
going to. Well, that just defeats the purpose of boundary. Give the mic to someone down there.
I thought it was soft.
Yeah, I thought it was soft. Give it to someone down there in the poncho and get them to do your job for you.
Yeah, I've had a cold all week.
You are a sensitive.
Anyway, coming up shortly, I'm not sure how we've managed to snag this guest.
Wow.
But the better half of the Shuey household, Luke Shuey,
will
be joining us on the show.
I'll tell you what, he whinged when I gave him late notice to come on. Yeah, he said, oh, well, hang on a minute, I didn't know about it. We've got to check with the club. I was like, relax,
hello,
coach, just relax.
Just pretend you're calling him and we're not on the show.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if we put him live and didn't tell him what could come out?
But last night, though, the Fremantle Dockers, they lost their game, but it was an emotional night for the club, especially in the past 24 hours, Ryan. Mm.
Yeah, it was tough. So Thursday night, obviously, Cam McCarthy, he passed. Very much loved member of the Fremantle Dockers when he was there.
Yeah.
So he played his last game 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, he's 29 when he died. And it impacted the players pretty heavily. You could see it last night. So in the pre-game, the players had a moment silence, as did the crowd. And you could see the pitchers, Nat Fyfe and Alex Pearce, visibly shaken. They were crying.
I only saw them when I got home on social media. It was hard to watch.
Very hard to watch.
But can you imagine, the boys likely would have found out the night that the tragedy happened, right?
Yeah.
So then they're having to turn around into game mode. And then the... absolute emotion, how overwhelming it would have been to be standing on the ground for that tribute. I just don't even know how you prep for a game.
Got yourself hyped up in the rooms, thought you were okay, and then walked out, and then
it hit you.
His face comes on the screen and that kind of stuff.
Look, I thought on the night it was handled really, really well. There was the pregame tribute, which we just discussed then. And then at the 23-minute mark, and this was more just a almost like a crowd-inspired effort. Like, this wasn't an official thing, but he wore number 23 for Fremantle, and this is what happened.
So, seconds away to see whether the Docker fans will stand. Cam McCarthy, of course, passing away. And here we go. Alex Pearce getting the crowd going too.
That's beautiful.
Goosebumps. Cam McCarthy passing away overnight. 29-year-old played for Fremantle on GWS as the Bulls at centre half forward. The fans clapping and cheering at the same time.
It's a really nice moment. Definitely goosebumps, as Lockie said there. So it was tough. After the game, Justin Longmuir sort of went into some of the detail as to how difficult that previous 24 hours had been for some people at the club.
I just, before I take questions, I'd just like to take this moment to pass on my condolences to the McCarthy family on the sad passing of Cam. I had a year coaching Cam, and amazing human. Had an ability to put a smile on everyone's face. Fun-loving, great to be around. Yeah, and I know it's been a really tough 24 hours for Cam's friends, Cam's family and Freo family, and some of our players have done it tough, and was really proud of the way they were able to go out there and compete tonight, given the difficulties of the last 24 hours.
I think JL spoke really well.
He did. Brilliant leadership. He coached Cam as well, and he really liked him too. So it wasn't just that, you know, he was talking for the other people. He's talking for himself too. The leaders really had to stand up on the day, and they did. Joe Bridie as well went around and got to a bunch of players. Actually, here's Justin again, and he's talking about how close some of these guys were to not even playing.
Like I said, some of our players have known Cam for a long period of time and continued those relationships post him playing for us. So you really, start thinking about them, and it does make you reflect. And, really proud of the way the club came together, put their arms around those who were hurting, and hence why we made a late change to, the emergencies. Or we had players that were close to not playing.
Very difficult time for the Fremantle Dockers. So, and then they had to play a game of footy as well.
11 players who played last night.
Yeah, were either on the list with Cam or played with Cam. And as I said, it from everybody's account, he had this infectious personality, and he just wanted to make people laugh and people smile. And the relationships kept going, even though he hasn't been at the club for quite a while.
Can I just quickly add here, and what I've really struggled with over the last few days hearing the news about Cam, there's not a lot of processing time for the people that are closest to Cam when something like this has happened and it blows up on social media and in the public eye. And I really, really felt for his family, because it was the next morning when the public all found out about his death. It blows up on social media. You've got every Tom, Dick and Harry commenting on the post, which people are sending their well wishes and condolences, but it's really in your face. And they hadn't even had time to process what's happened themselves. And I think at times like that, and it's on the media maybe to just pull back a little bit, social media was bonkers. Can you imagine not only his family, but those boys that had played with Cam seeing their phones in the lead on game day, seeing all the messages, seeing all the posts? It's really overwhelming, and it's difficult stuff to process.
Yeah, 29. It's just super sad, isn't it? Like, really.
Absolutely.
Anyway, if you are struggling out there, Lifeline 13, 11, 14. So well done to the Fremantle Dockers, the way they handled things last night. And our best wishes go out to Cam McCarthy, to his family and his friends. Right, we'll cover the game next up. It's the Weekend Huddle, 92.9 Triple M. A bit of rain on the way in. Looks like it might be just blowing over now. If you're off to a... Is Oz Kick on a Saturday?
Oz kicker. I don't know. Do some people play Saturday?
It's typically a Sunday morning, but tonight it is on because of Mother's Day, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But they've moved it forward so the mums can sleep in tomorrow. Don't have to get up at 7 a.m. and go to Oz kick.
So you're on tonight, Rhino.
Twilight Oz kick. Oh, hello.
I hope the weather holds off for you, Coach Bombay.
It's a big game. It's a big night for some of the players because if you don't perform under the big lights on a Saturday, it could be cuts tonight. I could be starting to cut kids.
Back to the twos.
I could just see little William at home right now, sculling his Powerades.
Cleaning the boots.
Carb loaded last night.
He did have pasta last night, actually, so he's ready to go.
Double header of footy last night, which I didn't mind. The second game was, of course, Sydney, who got the chocolates over the Fremantle Dockers.
It's Fremantle up against Sydney. Papley gathered, gave it straight to Chapman, though, who gave it to Lloyd. Lloyd from 45, snaps it through. Here's McInerney, 60 out, bombs towards the goal line. Is hovering. Chad is there. Chad gathers it. And Chad.
It's on. Advantage for the Swans. Throws it on the boot. That's Papley celebrating already. And they're going to win this one by 48 points. The Sydney Swans, they come to Perth with a job to do and they get it done.
It was a comprehensive performance from the Sydney Swans. They just finished better. They were classy, and in the moments when they had to execute, they did. They were great around goals. I think they kicked 10 straight to start the game, Tommy, which was insane. At one point, it was 10-1 to 1-10, like literally the opposite. And Fremantle had their chances. Like they were. So there's this thing in footy now called expected score, Danny, where basically these
numbers all about experts. It. Yeah. Numbers, yeah.
Well, what they do is they go, right, if you've got a shot 25 metres out directly in front, that should be a goal. Now, if you're kicking from the 50 metres out in the pocket, you should probably miss. So they work out, based on probability and numbers, what should happen and what shouldn't happen. And based on that, they can work out who should be winning and who should be losing games.
Jesus.
There you go.
A little bit scientific.
Pretty simple.
Just win the footy.
So last night, this is how bad Fremantle were kicking. At three-quarter time, they should have been up by 8 points. They were down 44. So that just gives you, after all that confusion, some insight as to how poorly they were finishing the work that they were doing. Okay. They were working their butts off.
Yep.
It was just not happening in front of goal.
It's a long way to say they kicked more points than goals.
Yeah, essentially, yes. They were awful in front of goal. They were terrible in front of goal. Hats off to Caleb Sarong. He tried all night, and Jeremy Sharp was very good. But as I said, the Swans, they're top of the ladder. They're probably the best team in the competition, and they showed it last night. You've got to be clinical, and you've got to finish off your work.
I went in thinking the Dockers were a real chance.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah, same. And then we just discussed the McCarthy stuff and how much of an impact that may have had. Fremantle also were coming off a 5-day break. So
I was just going to say, they played last Sunday, right?
Yeah, very difficult situation for Fremantle, of course. But at the end of the day, Sydney went out and they executed really, really well. They got the job done and they go home with the 4 points.
The Dockers just lack polish in their forward half compared to the... Sydney had Heaney and Goulden.
Yep.
Will Hayward kicked four, I think. He was really good.
It was very polished. That's the way I would describe it from Sydney.
Yeah, they went really, really well. And Jordan Clark got tagged off halfback, which I'm not sure he... coach with very well. I mean,
well, he didn't. So James Jordan did that, and he had tagged Lockie Whitfield the week before and shut him down. So two of the better halfback ball movers, ball users in the competition, James Jordan seems to be the guy who goes to him now. So watch for that next week.
The good news is that they get a good break. They don't play till next Saturday against St Kilda.
They've had a really tough fixture to start the year. They had the three away games in a row.
Ross the boss.
Short Ross the break. Boss.
Yeah,
Ross
big the boss. Game. Big game.
So in the rooms afterwards, I was down there doing the interview, and we'd lined up Chad Warner.
Yes.
Had the questions ready to go. And then he went to Fox.
That's right. I saw that. Yeah.
The Fox interview. Mm. So the media person said, hey, he's doing Fox. Do you want to not wait?
He's a character, Chaddy Warner, isn't he?
He would have been a great interview.
Hey. Yeah. Yep. Anyway, he said, do you want to like not wait? And all I had in my head was Zave going, let's get out of here. You know, the car he started. I was like, okay, no worries. Can you give us somebody else? And they said, Will Hayward's there. We'll have Will. And he said, no problem. Bring Will over. And Will just said, hey, I'll do you a favour, but can you not ask me about my contract?
Yeah, because he's out of contract. And a lot of people want him. A lot of people want Will Hayward.
I thought.
So what did Tom do?
No, I didn't.
Tommy followed the rules, but let's find out who did not.
Yes, but then the first question after I spoke was old mate Embers. Oh. And he just goes, wondering about that about that contract.
Oh.
And I was standing next to Will, and he was staring at me going, what the is going
you
on here?
Really stitching
he stitched me up.
Literally.
And I was like, what
first
am I supposed
opportunity
to do,
he
right?
gets, Embers.
So we didn't get off to a good start. And then Lockie came on And I think Lockie wasn't listening to a previous question.
Well, so I was in the box, Tommy. I could tell you what happened. Lockie was in stitches. He was laughing at embers, stuffing up the first question.
Oh.
Zave has gone and asked about Jordan Clark in the tag. And then Lockie
followed up. Here we go.
Well, a bit of a tactic in James Jordan taking on Jordan Clark. It worked a treat. He's done a terrific job.
Oh. Yeah, we've done that, mate.
Oh, done that question. Right. Oh, put your headphones back on.
Well, no,
there's a clanger right there.
What? what did you say, mate, by the way, about that?
really?
No, not really. Not really.
Sounds a bit like me last week when we were chatting to Frio's midfield coach.
That's right. You need to listen during interviews. What do I keep saying, guys?
Do you know what Will Haywood's gone and said to the Sydney Swans media manager this morning?
Yeah.
Don't ever let that bloke with the one eyebrow from Triple M come into the rooms again.
Hey, coming up next, we've done and we've landed the big dog. He's dodged just all season. So I'm not coming on that show with Ryan Daniels who's going to ask me stupid questions, but we promised him it wouldn't happen. Luke Shuey is on next.
I promise nothing.
He's in the doghouse, actually.
Oh, that's good.
I'll tell you why. He's left for Melbourne and he's left a mess at home, and I'll talk about it next. Yes.
Find out how big that doghouse is for Luke Shuey next, 92.9 Triple M.
RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. Did you know when driving 70 k's per hour instead of 60, it takes an extra 11 metres to stop? Change your speed, change your outcome.
Triple M's weekend huddle.
Sport with a side of carry on.
92.9 Triple M, your weekend, huddle for a Saturday morning. I'm nervous, the superstar's about to be on the show. Hey, coming up after 9 o'clock, Rhino's had a dig at Kane Corns.
He's finally
put his big boy pants on.
Hey, come on.
And had a crack at someone
in
the paper.
Yeah, you've stopped being the softy and you've just decided to go.
Sometimes you've got to have a crack.
Mate, he's coming after you. What is it, good call, bad call or something?
Well, that's the problem. When you poke the bear with Kane, I have a feeling there'll be retaliation.
All right, but we should get to our next guest. He's dodged us all season. Danny's promised him, and now he's on the show. Luke Shuey, assistant coach of the West Coast Eagles. Morning, Luke.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, love. Should we tell the story quickly about what you were doing in the lead up to this trip to play Collingwood? About the do you want to talk about your latest Bunnings project?
No, because I'm sure you've planned for half an hour for that this morning.
Wow. Luke got home from the club on Tuesday night and decided to build the kids a basketball court.
What a man.
It's a great day.
Well, yeah. Is he or completely left the back decking filled with crap, wood chips everywhere? I'm talking splinter worthy, tools everywhere. Right. It'll be finished when, Luke?
Well, certainly not over the weekend while I'm not there. I'm tipping. Monday morning, we get home Sunday, Melbourne, so I'll be first thing in the morning, Monday morning, Sparrow Fart, I'll be up finishing the job.
So all I'm hearing is I'm hearing about a great dad
who's
getting his hands dirty, he's working day and night to provide for his kids, and then we've got the wife over here whinging about a couple of wood chips.
It's my Mother's Day weekend, and I've been left to clean up the mess.
I think the points go to Luke.
I'll admit, Rhino, in years gone by, that would have been my defence, but it's been quite publicly advertised now that Danielle is the breadwinner at home. So I know I've gone back onto coach's wages.
She never stops talking about it.
Putting bread on the table for
you. Is it true that you've got a spare room just full of all her products she's been spruiking on Instagram?
we have the spare room, but I'm actually using all the free products now, my car and everything. So, she's a breadwinner now, mate. So I can't claim that one.
Look out.
How's the transition been to coaching, Luke?
It's been good, Tommy. Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. First few months, I didn't have a whole lot of workload on my plate, so I was able to find my feet and adjust to the coaching life, and staying at West Coast has obviously helped as well. You know, I've got many relationships here that I've cherished for a long time, and so the getting to know people at a new club wasn't something I had to deal with, so I was able to concentrate on the coaching side of things and finding my way there, and really enjoying the season and still being a small part of it on game day, and had a lot of pride the last month. Yeah, seeing the boys get some results and the footy they've been able to play, just really happy that they're starting to get some reward for effort. So, I'm loving it.
Now, Luke, an assistant coach, there's a lot of people see, you know, you're out there on the training track, you're pointing around, you're running drills and all that sort of stuff, you're in the box. But like 90% of it is this thing called coding, right? Which is, what is coding for the people at home? You spend so much of your spare time doing this stuff too. What is it?
Coding.
Don't mean to answer, babe. Or...
No, because every time you jump on my laptop, all you want to do is watch Harley highlights. which, I'll be honest, that is all I code. Coding is effectively cutting vision and, you know, being able to keep certain clips from in-game or bits of vision from different passages of play. So, yeah, you go through the cycle of reviewing the game you played, what you did well and what you could have done better, and then previewing who you're playing that week so you can present to the players. So, yeah, it's a never-ending cycle. And, you know, if I get my priorities wrong through the week and spend too long of my day off building a basketball court, then I have to catch up late at night trying to get ahead of the game again with the coding. But it's all part of it. I do enjoy that side of the game, the analytical side and the strategy. So being a first-year coach as well, you know, I'm not at my best with the coding just yet. I watch the other coaches do it on the flights home, and they normally get it done by the time we land, and I'm still just getting a quarter time. So I'm sure I'll get more efficient as I go on, but yeah, it's all part of it.
Do you know, now that he's learned how to use the coding software, I found a folder on his desktop and it was labelled WWLD, which I'm assuming what would Luke do? And it's all his vision cut up, which I'm pretty sure he uses in meetings to show the young boys.
Well, I'm waiting for him to start coding you as a wife. Just going, here's some areas for improvement, Danny. This is what you could work on. Now, Luke, Danny comes in here every Saturday morning and she talks about, I made some spaghetti for Harvey Johnston. Yes. I made Harvey. Some Nokia, and, you know, she's wrapping her arms around these guys. We're pitching to get Danny Shuey an official job at the West Coast Eagles.
Dead serious.
As like a den mother. Sort of, could we get her in there at some point? Would you support that as a position?
Oh, look, if that's what she wants, she can go for it.
He
needs to let me know and give me some notice and I'll hand in my application.
He doesn't want to work with me, guys. We've discussed this before. When he was playing, I think I floated this idea and he goes, babe, not while I'm playing. But you did say when you weren't playing, which you're not, Luke.
Mm. Yeah, well, yeah. Okay, look, I'll be honest. It's beautiful what she does for some of the young boys, and she's formed a really good relationship with, you know, Harley and young Harvey and these boys. They don't live too far from us. The kids love them. But the meals she cooks them when they come over, I haven't seen that in 10 years. She's doing it for these 18-year-olds.
I am such a show-off. I am. Love it. I love it when people say my food's good.
Luke's getting beans on toast and then getting a six-course dinner.
Oh, big time.
Oh, my goodness.
He's lucky if he gets a little bit of butter on some pasta every now and then, like what Ollie and George have.
If Luke approves it, the club should do it because... could be the secret sauce here for the West Coast Eagles. Hey, Luke, we saw another debutant announced during the week, Tyrell Dewar. How much pride do you get seeing these young kids debut? I imagine it excites you a lot.
Yeah, TD's a ripper, mate. He's a young Indigenous kid. He's gone through our NGA Academy. And it's funny, when he first got drafted, he showed me a few photos from back when he was 13, 14. He did a tour of the club and had photos with me. And it was a long time ago. You know, still had the acne on the face as a young growing man, but he's come in the doors and just full of energy. The boys love him. He's got a great sense of humour and he's got a heap of talent. The way he moves and uses the footy. We've seen glimpses of Lewis Jetta in training from him, and at Waffle the way he gets around the ground. So really excited he gets an opportunity. The boys love him, and he's brought a whole lot of energy this week.
Yeah, fantastic to see Debbie Thompson. You have four of them so far this year.
The Harvey Johnson
brilliant.
Announce was fantastic.
Yeah,
up
it's
on
great.
The steps.
It is really good and refreshing. Now, I wouldn't be doing my job, Luke, if I didn't ask one injury-related question. Yoey, any chance for next week, or is this definitely a 2-3-week thing?
Oh, Rana, you can ask any injury question you want, mate, because it's not about me anymore. So,
how's your calf going?
Might have done it this morning around the tan, but Yoey's pulled up really well, so hopefully 1 weeker. He had this thing last year as well, and it was pretty bad. So he missed a bit of time there. But this is on the really minor scale, and it's a testament to the way he's prepared his body over summer and gotten ready for the season. So I think he's already back running. We'll see how he pulls up Monday. But it'd be lovely if it was a 1 week injury. It'll probably be 2 at most. So we'll just see how we go next week.
Go good around those stoppages tomorrow, love. Mate, and
ever since you got to the club,
any advice?
Oh, well, any advice? The three P's: passion, pressure, and persistence.
Yeah, okay. Right.
It's actually four P's. The other one's peanut, and that's you.
Anyway, the Eagles take on Collingwood tomorrow. I reckon they're a serious chance, West Coast Eagles.
Well, they're both undermanned. Both teams have got a lot of players out, so it's a bit of an unknown.
All right. Good luck, Luke. And I just got your text. No worries. Those dozen roses for Mother's Day, I'll drop them off for Danny tomorrow.
Well, I just had the other five blokes I asked to do it right back as well. Tommy, so.
Lucky girl.
Thank you very much.
That'll be
thanks,
fun
love.
You there. Thanks,
enjoy.
Luke. Appreciate your time.
All right.
Thanks,
mate. See you guys. See you later.
Luke Shuey from the West Coast Eagles over there in Melbourne. Big game, 11 o'clock live right here on Triple M tomorrow. And like Ryan, I said, Collingwood, severely undermanned. Mm. Dare to dream against last year's premiers, 92.9 Triple M. It's your weekend huddle. We just spoke to Luke Shuey. That game live tomorrow, 11 o'clock live right here on Triple M. But right now, 133353, if you'd like to play Beat the Huddle, our best of five quiz, you can take on Ryan or Danny. Now, Danny, no just giving away the prize if they lose today.
No. I'm not feeling generous.
You said this last week, well, and then you won, and then you gave it away anyway.
There's this common misconception with me that you guys think I'm just this little, you know, well, if you lose to me, doesn't matter, I'll still give you the prize. I'm telling you, it's my weekend. It's Mother's Day weekend.
Tommy, it's a common misconception.
Any leftover prizing will be to me.
It literally just happened. That is not a common misconception.
No, any leftover prizing today, I will take as a Mother's Day gift
also,
for myself.
Danny has been extremely busy this week with the kids. She has no idea what has happened in the world. So if you want an easy win, this is your chance.
Who kicked the first 10 goals last night? 1-3-3-5 if you want to play. And on the, look at this, just saw it pop up there. Steel blue boots.
Oh. Nice.
I need a pair of steel blue for the forward drive show. I'll be gunning for those.
I think you can get them in pink as well for Mother's Day. You might be a blue girl. I'm not saying that you definitely want pink.
Oh, Tommy.
There's some people out there.
Save that audio, producer Sam. I'll be getting stuck into him for that. Actually, right. I do like pink.
1-3-3-5-3 if you want to play Beat the Huddle. We'll do it next. And after 9 o'clock, Kane Corns versus Ryan Daniels, the showdown.
Here we go.
Why is Ryan Daniels on the back page of the paper? We'll find out. 92.9 Triple M, your weekend huddle for a Saturday morning. Fired up Ryan Daniels in the studio. He's got Auskick coaching tonight. He's just letting us know.
It's a big night.
The changes he's going to make for that one.
Under lights. Sweeping changes.
I feel sorry for those kids that, you know, feel like it could be them that's benched this week because
that's good for them.
Do you sort of code cut any vision?
Afterwards. Kel records the whole thing. We get back, sit through for hours.
There's laws against that stuff. Anyway, let's do this.
All right, it's go time. Brilliant stuff.
Beat the Huddle.
Big moment.
All right, Beat the Huddle, our best of five quiz. You can take on Ryan or Danny and win yourself today a pair of steel blue boots. Men and women love them for Mother's Day. On the phone right now, Sandra from Beachborough. Morning, Sandra.
Hey, Sandra.
Hello.
Yeah, Sandra, hello, Sandra. You're on air.
Hi.
Hi, okay.
Is it Sandra? Is that Sandra?
You've rung for the quiz, Sandra. Yes. All right, Sandra. Who would you like to take on, Ryan or Danny?
Danny, please.
Yes.
Oh, good decision. Sandra, very brave, Sandra from Beachborough. Okay,
now Tommy has handed me the questions.
Yes.
And I'm nervous because producer Sam has way too much faith. He's only given me five questions.
No, that's not a good sign.
And the way you've been going, Danny, I hope Sandra can answer these because I might need to make a few.
Did you watch
the
footy last night, Sandra?
I watched it last night.
And who do you support?
Yeah. Fremantle.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay, so no Freo questions in today's quiz.
There might be. Who knows? There might be.
Let's go, Rhino.
Okay,
come on.
Are we ready to go? Sandra, give me a buzzer.
Sandra.
Good. Well, yeah, good, but I want you louder and stronger because Danny yells a lot. Okay, we ready to go? Which Melbourne midfielder kicked a career-high five goals on Thursday night?
Sandra.
Oh, strong.
Sandra,
quick.
You burst my eardrums.
What do you got?
Grundy?
Oh, no. He plays for the Sydney Swans.
And he's not a midfielder.
Unlucky.
Players.
Don't say it. Danny,
I'm
going to
go
with
Vine.
Do not Google.
It is not mine. It is Christian Petrarca.
Oh, Petrarca.
He's part of your...
The extended fam. I should have texted.
Don't say the word you were going to say.
What, the Italians?
I was going to say... Can we say mob? Is that...
Yeah. Eagles take on the Pies tomorrow. Rematch of the 2018 Grand Final.
Yes.
Name an Eagle playing tomorrow that was part of the Premiership team.
Danny.
I think Sandra had that.
Yeah, definitely. Sandra.
Sandra.
Jack Darling.
Yes, we will pay that one.
Correct.
That is correct. He got it on the buzzer.
Sandy D on the buzzer.
That's 1-0.
1-0.
North Melbourne are winless so far this season and not really looking close. That's an opinion there from Sam.
Just
put his own thoughts in.
Big North Melbourne fan, Sammy. Name one of the three teams they beat last year.
Danny.
Sandra.
Oh, that's a Danny.
Oh, geez. Hawthorn.
No, that is incorrect. Sandra, you want to have a stab?
Worst quiz ever.
Sydney.
No.
It's awful.
Danny. It was Fremantle, West Coast and Gold Coast. Both of your teams.
That's all right.
Come on.
That's all right.
Lift.
What's the score?
1-0.
1-0.
Last night, Geelong star Tom Hawkins celebrated 355th game for Geelong, an equal club record. Who did he equal?
Danny.
Danny.
Joel Selwood.
There you go.
Fine. Yes. This is the decider.
It's first of three, Tom.
This is the decider. Best of five. Let's go, Ryan.
All right. So this is the decider?
This is the decider.
Okay.
It's on it. It's
now,
on
the center. Closest guess to this wins, okay? The closest guess.
Oh, you don't have to nail it. Thank God, so we don't need another question.
You know what? This is a little bit derogatory.
Well, closest to the pin.
What are you insinuating about Sandra and myself?
That you're struggling.
Yeah. Come on. Give us the question.
We've got evidence here from the previous four questions.
Are you ready? Sandra, are you ready? Okay.
Yep.
Of Carlton's 9 games this year, how many have been decided by 10 points or less?
Danny.
Sandra.
Danny.
Okay, you can go first, Danny. Have your crack?
4.
Okay, well, Sandra, you might nudge it up a little bit, just a little bit.
Here we go.
Sandra?
6.
Oh, 6 is the answer. Wasn't pretty, but it got the job done.
Do you know, I'm happy.
Yay.
Oh, I'm happy for you, Sandra. And you know what,
Sandra? Thank you, Danny.
Now, have you got a couple of kids, Sandra? What's your...
I do. I've got 2 kids.
Oh, well, happy Mother's Day to you tomorrow.
Thank you. And to you too.
Enjoy
thanks.
Yourself some
thanks
steel
to
blue
and all the
boots.
Mothers out there.
Oh,
yeah,
good on
good
you,
for
Sandra.
You, Sandra.
See,
come good luck, Sandra.
Thanks so much.
No worries.
Strong. To be fair, what you two didn't notice was that I let Sandra have one because it's Mother's Day tomorrow and I thought, you know what, I'll take care of Sandy. I knew she had a couple of kids.
You did not.
No, I did.
$10 from every pair of pink and purple coloured steel blue boots is donated to breast cancer care. So great cause from our friends at Steel Blue. That is the huddle done. Thank God for that. coming up after 9 o'clock, Kane Corns and Ryan Daniels on the back page of the paper. We'll find out why.
Fire up, Rhino.
92.9 Triple M.
RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. Did you know when driving 70 k's per hour instead of 60, it takes an extra 11 metres to stop? Change your speed, change your outcome.
Triple M's Weekend Huddle.
Sport with a side of carry on.
Yeah, good morning. If you're just waking up in Perth, a little bit of rain has gone this morning. The roads are dry, heading for a top of, only 20 degrees today, cloudy as well.
I'm excited for a cozy weekend on the couch of the kids, cuddle up. We've kind of unscheduled. It's Mother's Day weekend, as I told you.
Is it?
Can I just say, for a man sitting to my right, Tommy, who's, you know, Mr. Channel 7, most of his audience is mums? Well, I would. I think you're quite popular amongst the mums.
Over 60s.
Well, that's your opinion.
He had the audacity to say to me, and I don't know if it was a slip of the tongue or a brain fart moment, but I'm going to drop you in it, Rhino.
Here we go.
When I said it's Mother's Day weekend, Ryan goes, no, it's Mother's Day on Sunday.
Tomorrow's Mother's Day. Tomorrow's Mother's
Day. So it's
as
if I can't celebrate the whole weekend.
No, I'm with him.
It is my weekend. There is events on in Perth. Subiaco blooms, if you haven't checked it out.
We saw that on your Instagram, mate.
The flower trail.
How much money are you getting from them?
Can I just say, Subi blooms is... we're in the heart of Subiaco here. That's where Triple M is.
What is a Subi bloom? Is this a flower thing?
Oh, my gosh. Florists all over Perth have done these beautiful installations. Come on. Tight-ass Tommy will be taking his mum to it tomorrow because he doesn't want to fork out on a bouquet. Just take her to see some
every
flowers,
mother
Tommy.
Danny knows he's getting free flowers from...
Did you see, I saw the...
She can't blooms. Take the flowers from the installations.
I saw the post. It was hashtag sponsored.
That is something you have to declare these days, Tommy, when you're a hustler.
I'd love to know what the transaction was on that one, Tommy.
Please get to Subiaco. It's free. Your mum will love it.
Tommy, you know what this whole Ryan doesn't like Mother's Day weekend ruse was for?
What for?
So she could plug Subi Blooms. It's got nothing to do with me.
Anyway, speaking of Ryan, he's taking on Kane Corns. Back page of the paper too. They have not missed you, Ryan. Put your head next to Kane.
Well, it's always a risk taking on the volcano because he's a volatile
space,
man.
Watch this space closely because I'm worried what's to come, Ryan.
We'll find out what is going on there. Inside the next 15 minutes here on the Weekend Huddle. But next up, though, was a big night for the Dockers last night. 92.9 Triple M. Your weekend huddle for a Saturday morning in Perth. Ryan, Danny and Tom. Hey, Monday and breakfast, launching something new.
Oh.
We had the 10K kickover with the Swan.
Yep.
We gave away a trip to Pearl Jam.
Rhino in.
Pearl Jam in Sydney as well on Friday.
Debatable.
And this is a good one, Son.
Mate, you kicked it out of the bounce.
You guys
out
don't,
of the bounce.
Oh, here we go. you guys don't know about this, but we have a trip on the Eagles charter jet.
Yes, I saw this on the website.
Yeah, so you and a mate or you and your partner jump on the jet.
How good.
Sit right next to Luke. Fly over.
Don't sit next to Luke. He's boring as these days. Laptop out.
Or next to Harley, whoever you want. See the Eagles play in Melbourne. Couple of nights accommodation.
Yep.
Go to the footy.
How good.
All you have to do is you've got to barter for the charter.
What does that mean? Barter for charter.
Wait a second.
See what you did.
Yeah. You know, like when you're in the markets in Bali, Rhino, and you say, no, $20, and they're going 30. You say 20. You've got to barter for the charter. Yeah,
kind of like that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, you say, it's like, you say, I'll give you my 1994 signed Luke Shuey poster.
Right.
And we say, okay.
From when he was 4 years old.
You're the clubhouse leader.
Yeah.
Right. And then someone the next day can try and beat that.
So who's in charge of choosing what's worthwhile?
Well, Zave and Michelle, so it could be anything.
All right.
And at the end of the 2 weeks, whoever's given us the best thing.
Has to give it.
Wins.
But they have to give it over?
He'll probably burn it or something.
Just cause.
Anyway, last night in the footy, a double dose of football last night. Port Adelaide upset Geelong.
Yeah.
And the Dockers, they couldn't get the chocolates against the Sydney Swans.
Yeah, it was a difficult game for the Fremantle Dockers, given everything that's happened with Cam McCarthy. Obviously, if you're just tuning in, of course, he passed away Thursday night. And 11 of the players playing last night for the Fremantle Dockers had either played or trained with Cam. And a lot of them still had close relationships with him. We saw Nat Fyfe and Alex Pearce, two of the senior members of the
team. It's hard to
watch, wasn't it? Yeah, pre-game. They were visibly emotional. It was tough. And then post-game as well, they laid some flowers down for Cam McCarthy in the goal square. It was one of those nights that it all happened so quickly because Thursday, obviously, he passes. Friday, the news comes out, and there's a game straight away. Mm. There's not much time to process it.
No.
Justin Longmuir spoke after the game, and I thought he spoke very, very well.
I just, before I take questions, I'd just like to take this moment to pass on my condolences to the McCarthy family on the sad passing of Cam. I had a year coaching Cam, and... Yeah, amazing human. Had an ability to put a smile on everyone's face. Fun loving, great to be around. Yeah, and I know it's been a really tough 24 hours for Cam's friends, Cam's family, and Freo family, and some of our players have done it tough. And was really proud of the way they were able to go out there and compete tonight, given the difficulties of the last 24 hours.
It's I got really teary listening to JL then. It's a reminder to check in on your mates, isn't it? We don't know the details of what happened with Cam, but we do know that something's gone down, and I think you can read between the lines a little bit, and I think it's a very good reminder. You don't know what's going on behind closed doors for a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's a reminder to check in on your mates, and I think maybe a little bit of a, you know, the AFL, it's a huge competition. Men, all those blokes last night, I think are completely touched by what's happened.
Well, and it's a very unique workspace, the AFL, and it's the same for the AFLW now. But in the AFL world, you've got lists of 45 guys aged 18 to 35-ish. They're all in that period where they're just trying to figure out who they are. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of internal expectation, external expectation, a lot of noise, a lot of people wanting things, a lot of... You know, if you don't become a superstar, you're a failure. Or, you know, if you only play 10 games, is that enough?
And you're right, because within the bubble sometimes of playing AFL football, AFLW, you're kind of supported and you've got a network. And then once you leave that environment, who's checking in on you? Mm. How are you being taken care of?
Yeah.
Your mental health wise, you know?
The players showed, I think, great vulnerability as well. And I say this, I reckon probably in the last maybe 10 years, I actually probably learned what that word was. You know, not being honest for a man to actually show that. And we're talking a lot more about it now. But from 18 to 30, there was no conversation about men being vulnerable, especially in a public space.
Yeah.
And to see, like, leaders from a footy club being out there and Nat Fyfe and Alex Pearce, I thought it was really good. I thought the club handled it really well.
I think it's starting to change. And I think it's because we're starting to have those conversations. As you say, we're about the same age, Tommy.
Yeah.
When we were growing up, that wasn't a thing. Hopefully for the next generation, it is a bit of a thing because it needs to be a priority.
Our love and condolences go out to the Cam McCarthy and his family and close friends as well.
Yeah, and if you are struggling in that situation, Lifeline's a great service, 13 11 14, give them a call. All right, next up, though, we've been teasing it all morning. Kane Corns and Ryan Daniels on the back page of the paper.
Yes.
We'll find out what is that all about.
Take a deep breath, Rhino.
I'm ready to go.
It's about to get real.
I'm ready to go.
A bit of cloud coming over now, top of 20 degrees. Anyone got a Mother's Day forecast tomorrow?
I can check for you. I actually think the weather's going to be quite nice.
Just
when I get
make
my...
it up. That'll be fine.
Actually, works away. Do you reckon Ollie, 5 years old, is capable of bringing me a tea and breakfast in bed?
Yeah, of course, mate.
Might teach him how to make toast today, just so I can...
Oh, nice. Preparation.
Yeah. Sticks his finger in the toast.
When we came back from
Mother's
the
Day.
Song, Tommy, Rhino, did you notice that he put his shoulders back and puffed his chest out a little bit? And that is because Kane Corns has been controversial this week. Kane Corns made some comments on Harley Reid.
So you heard them.
Well, I heard them. I read an article based off of them.
Okay.
And I was pissed off.
Yeah, me too.
All right?
Me too.
But I didn't have the cannolis like you, my son.
Big cannolis.
To get in there, big
Huge.
Ones. Big ones. One, maybe one bigger than the other.
The left.
To get in there.
The left one.
Old lopsided over
get
there.
Get in and have a crack at him.
Yeah. Well,
so talk us through what's happening.
Well, let's
happening
give a bit of a back pedal here because...
Ooh, did you just stares
at me?
Are you nervous?
Here we go.
I'm not nervous at all. So Kane Corns on Footy Classified. It's a show on Channel 9 on Monday night. He came out and he had a crack at Harley Reid, the West Coast Eagles. We'll call him a prodigy because that's what he is. Here's what Kane had to say.
It's Harley Reid. I think he's been enormous for West Coast. I think he's made them relevant again. I love the fact of how competitive he is and how much of a winner he is. But that doesn't mean you get away with poor efforts and poor training standards. He's got to make
but
sure they're high.
Are you saying you think he has got poor training standards?
Well, I'm saying that that's a concern
that's a
for
young
me.
Young man who's cramped, Kane.
Yeah,
eight
so that,
games
and that's a concern.
Okay, poor training standards.
No one, does Kane Corns realise that no one remembers what you said before you say the word but?
Yeah.
So when he said all that compliments on Harley and then he goes,
stuff.
But, it's like that's irrelevant now.
All right. Now, he was questioned on it. You heard Matthew Lloyd questioning him on it there. Caroline Wilson had a few questions for him there saying, what are you talking about?
Good on you, Cara.
He doubled down again.
If he wants to be Jordan Ngoi, that's fine and that's what he will get to. If he wants to be the best, if he wants to be Nick Dacos, he's got to have his training standards
what
to
you,
a level.
How do you know what his training standards are?
Well, because I'm seeing him in the last 5 minutes of a game. I don't know what his training standards
saying
are.
Saying he's not fit enough.
I'm saying that that was a concern for me to see how out on his feet he was late in a game that was nowhere near as high pressure as the Collingwood one after a week off with 5 minutes to go that he had to come off the ground.
Okay, so the first point I want to make is I don't know what his training standards are. You heard Kane say it there himself. He's basing his entire argument on a couple of pieces of vision from the end of a game against Essendon. Now, this was the moment where Harley cramped up. His hamstring came off for a couple of minutes, came back on. Now, I'd like to point out to Kane that that week as well, you had Elliot Yeo injured, so he sat out the entire fourth quarter. They'd already used their sub on Noah Long. West Coast were down to two on the bench. Now, it's not uncommon, Tommy, as you would know, to see at the end of games when you're low on interchange numbers for players to start cramping up, particularly young players. Mm-hmm. Harley Reid, I've been to a ton of training sessions at West Coast since he got there. The kid works his butt off. In fact, the people inside West Coast marvel at how hard this guy works and how much he wants to be the best. You would know that, Danny. I'm sure Luke tells you about it all the time.
Yes.
I just think Kane, in this moment here, and I do actually like some of the stuff Kane does because I think he clearly watches footy and he clearly wants to have a crack and he says what he thinks, which I do like. But this one, he is way off the mark because this kid has done things in the first seven games that we haven't even seen anyone do before. He's 19 years old. Could he be a better runner? Absolutely. He's had one half of a preseason.
Yeah.
Will he be a better runner in 3 years? Absolutely. It is not fair to question his work rate, his effort, and his training standards based on a couple of seconds of vision. It's just a weak argument and it's wrong.
How many games had Harley played at this point that Kane?
Six, I think.
Okay, six.
Yeah, six or seven.
What
yeah.
gives him the right to come at a six-game player that's 19 years old? He's never experienced AFL football. He's also never experienced this level of media attention and now scrutiny.
100%.
It's blokes like him that are going to butcher this kid's career if they don't stop with this unnecessary criticism. It's unwarranted.
It was a weak and easy call out to make a headline.
It was. Now, like, two more points on this before we move on.
Yeah, let me give my two thoughts on Harley Reid while everyone else is doing it.
I have to say something this week on West Coast. Harley's the topic. Well, let's go with that. Yeah. It'll make a headline.
Two things on this I can say. The first one, wait for tomorrow, right? There'll be a moment in that game where Kane's going to be watching that vision like a hawk, and he is going to find one or two moments, or three, where Harley doesn't perfectly chase or he looks tired, and he's going to use that on Monday night to double down on his argument. I'm going to predict that right now. That'll happen. The other part of this too is it sounded like at the start that Kane was going with the whole, I think this guy could be the best player in the competition. How does he get there? He's got to work his ass off. That's great to say.
That's a fine argument.
That's fine to say. Now, the next part was where he erred, right? He made a huge mistake going further than that. Now, if he really gives a crap about Harley and his training standards and thinks he could get to be the best player, you know what you can do, which is pretty easy, Kane? Instead of putting it on a national TV show and having a crack at a 19-year-old kid, get his number. Give him a call. Explain to him, hey, mate, I learned this when I was playing. Hey, this is my training standards. I reckon you could be amazing. If you want to work in the off-season, let's do that. Be a support. Wrap your arms around the kid because this is a special talent. It's just unnecessary criticism just for the sake of clicks and for the sake of rage. There, I've said my piece.
All right. You can read more in the West today on the back page of the paper. Yeah. Is your phone? Oh, mine's buzzing.
Kane can take it. He can dish it out and he can take it. We'll find
out. Volcano.
We'll find out if he can take it.
92.9 Triple M. Well said, Rhino. Give the kid a break. Could be a superstar. You'll be playing tomorrow. You'll hear it live here on Triple M. Kane Corns there. I don't care what Ryan has to say. Mother's Day tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll tomorrow. But if you want to be like me, you can celebrate it all weekend long.
I've got a question for you about what I should get for Vinca.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. She said something she would like. Okay. I can't tell if it's a joke or not, but we'll do it just after this.
Okay.
RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. Did you know when driving 70 k's per hour instead of 60, it takes an extra 11 metres to stop? Change your speed, change your outcome.
Triple M's Weekend Huddle.
Sport with a side of carry-on.
92.9 at Triple M Weekend Huddle for a Saturday morning. Hey, the Eagles take on Collingwood tomorrow, and there's a heap of outs for the Pies. The Eagles could be a chance. We'll get stuck into that shortly. But tomorrow, of course, is Mother's Day. Yes,
you
like that?
Or you can buy yourself flowers, Marley, or can other people buy them for you? Because that's what it's about.
Yeah, so Mother's Day, of course, tomorrow. Danny's just lost the plot for a second. She's like, why is Miley Cyrus playing? Now, I've got a question for you, because obviously, so Vinca she's a mum, of course, of Luca,
yes,
who turned one last week.
Mm.
Something on the screen going
on? No, you're
right. All right, cool. Anyway, and so I need to know what to get her for Mother's Day.
Yeah, because Luca was born for Mother's Day last year, but he was not really...
No, April 26th. It was still it was like
still counts, but it's...
This is the first one, right?
So, big one for you.
Now, normally I'd be unprepared, right?
Of course.
But I've lifted my game. So already booked in breakfast tomorrow morning.
Very nice.
Nice. Already grabbed Vinca some Triple M merch from the cupboard.
So she likes those hats. So 7 o'clock breakfast. Smart by me.
7 a.m.
Well, Luca's up at 6.
So where are you going?
Has a nap about 9.
Where can we catch you?
Squeezing in.
So you take him there, have the breakfast. Luca comes, take him home. Nap. Look at that. Parent of the year. Well done to me. And that night, I have my mother coming over for dinner.
Okay, so you've ticked
that box.
Okay.
Now, Vinca's mum, unfortunately, is a bit unwell, so we can't see her tomorrow.
Okay.
But the big question is, what do I get her? Now, I got a message when we were at the kick over the Swan, which said, hey, bub, how are you going? Just thought I'd tell you this. I would like an air fryer.
Oh.
For Mother's Day.
Now, hold on. I know where Tommy's going here because this is a bit of a trap.
Now, it wasn't for Mother's Day. She said, I'd like an air fryer. Find me one. I've always wanted one.
Oh.
Get me an air fryer.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, when I was there, I was with two people from our promotions team, and they both said, perfect Mother's Day gift, get her the air fryer. Now, I said, I don't think I should be getting her an air fryer for Mother's Day.
No,
this is tough.
You shouldn't be getting her an air fryer for Mother's Day. Air fryer is maybe like a Wednesday gift.
Well, a Wednesday, all right.
Just like a midweek come home with an air fryer.
It's not a gift at all, is it? It's just a, hey, we need an air fryer, let's go buy one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was always told never buy an appliance for a woman on Mother's Day, but like a cooking appliance, that is very 1960s. Like you shouldn't be buying an air fryer.
Yeah.
It's a bit,
here's your air fryer now, cook for me, Vinca gift.
Correct.
And we should be treating.
Although she did ask for it. But Danny, she did ask for the air fryer. Okay. So this is a bit different.
Yeah.
However, Ryan, the psychology of a woman. If Tom buys said air fryer and wraps with a nice ribbon and just gives that to Vinka tomorrow, he's screwed.
You reckon?
Yes. 100%.
See, this is why we don't understand. 100%.
You need to bulk that gift up. Maybe what? When she opens the drawer of the air fryer, there's a voucher to a massage. Maybe that.
Mate.
What? I'm being quite serious. You cannot.
Like a, staying Luke, together. It's poor like.
Luke. Luke must have it really hard. So, Tommy, what have you done? Because you're running
it.
Have you actually.
Nothing.
I mean. You haven't bought the air fryer.
What have you got, Kel, for Mother's Day?
Time.
From the kids.
Okay, well, Kel's very good with presents. She just tells me what she wants, and I go.
An air fryer.
Not an air fryer. But we're like 17 years into this. Like, I've bought every present under the sun between Mother's Days and anniversaries and birthdays and Christmases. Yeah, yeah. We're out of present ideas.
So, what? So did you buy the air fryer?
I haven't gotten it yet.
Okay, but so you're thinking about getting it today.
I'm thinking about, I'm just going to get the flowers.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Yep. And the other note was get a card.
Yeah.
Get Luca to, you know, put his handprint on the card, say, from Luca.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. And you haven't bought anything.
No, I have. I have. I was organised. Yeah. Kel wants some new suitcase and new luggage.
Yeah.
So I went
that's
to.
Even worse.
My gosh, went you guys.
Strand bags.
Have we got a whip sound effect?
And then.
Have we got a whip sound effect?
She also wanted some new, like, shoe things. Jeez. Like Archie's, they're called, I think. Birks sort of thing.
Jeez, I tell you what, you boys, you're under the thumb. I have not asked for anything. I'm very chilled.
Well, someone's doing it wrong.
I'd be happy with a piece of toast and a bit of peanut butter from Ollie. I'm relaxed tomorrow. Yeah,
okay.
It's all right.
Cool.
Hey, I'm solo too. So nothing, no Fandango for Dano.
133353. Anybody owns an air fryer company or a luggage company, give us a call.
Mate, Kmart. $18, I reckon.
All right.
For an air fryer.
Tight ass Danny. Triple M.
Tommy just confessed that he still owns a George Foreman fryer.
Yeah.
Maybe
George
give
Foreman.
It a scrub and wrap that for fingers.
That thing actually must be 20 years old.
That's the second one I bought. One broke.
I think it's probably five or six years old.
You can still buy them.
The George Foreman sucked the life out of a good steak, didn't it?
Oh, all the flavour.
You don't cook steak in it.
Oh, that's what I thought it was for. It dripped all the fat out.
Yeah, but don't cook steak in that. You toasted sandwiches, bit of chicken breast, bit of broccoli. Whack it in there, close it down. Thanks for coming.
Tommy Schwarzenegger.
Well, there's no cleaning, right?
Yeah.
There's no pots and pans. You put it on there, and then what gets stuck to the fryer is flavour for the next meal.
The 5.3-litre, $89 Anko air fryer from Kmart is what you want. There you go.
Here we go.
Happy Danny's Mother's Day, Vinka.
Getting another free one.
All right, tomorrow the West Coast Eagles take on Collingwood. 11 o'clock live right here on Triple M. Now, there are several outs for Collingwood, especially in their forward line. The latest was Jamie Elliott not playing out.
So no Jamie Elliott, no Bo McCreary, no Lockie Schultz, no Brody Myercheck. In the midfield, they're missing Jordan DeGoey. Tom Mitchell's still out. He had appendicitis. There's some significant names missing there. This would be a golden opportunity for West Coast, but they unfortunately have some issues of their own. Obviously, no Elliot Yeo with the groin, no Jake Waterman with concussion and a bit of a hammy. Noah Long now has the knee issue.
Yeah.
So it's unfortunate because if you'd gone in with a full-strength West Coast side, I'd almost be tipping them.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Collingwood, you know, they still have some quality, but they are running thin, particularly up front.
So they're going to have
to rely Jack Williams not kick three goals last week?
He did. Yeah, no, he did. Okay. Yep, but I just feel like what happens with this, Danny, you would know this, of course.
If you remove Jake Waterman,
Jack Williams' life gets a little harder.
Yeah, well, we don't cast so much doubt over them. I think we're a chance.
Mate, we are saying that they're a chance.
Yeah.
We're not.
Yeah. Okay. I said I would have tipped them had they been healthy. I think Collingwood will win.
Pretty handy footballer.
Hmm.
There's Nick Dacos. He's a pretty handy footballer too.
It'll
be interesting. It'll be a good stock take of where West Coast are at, which I think is every game this year.
Yeah.
Just sort of seeing what they have in the cupboard.
I'm looking forward to a couple of their veterans who have had a couple of games back now and seeing if they can get back to some form. Because Dom Sheed's played 3-2 as the sub, played last week. Liam Ryan's had two back. Mm. And they've both been nowhere near their best form. And they've had a lot of time off. Mm. They're away. They've played on the MCG before. They've got the experience.
And they're going to need them to be good
they
tomorrow.
They need them tomorrow. Dom Sheed will probably start in the middle. Mm-hmm. Liam Ryan will have to kick goals with no Jake Waterman. I reckon it's probably this game when they can probably step up and announce themselves as, hey, we are still a part of this best 22 moving forward. Because right now, I reckon there's probably doubts whether they are.
Flying steps up tomorrow because after being out for so long, it takes you a while to find your juju back inside the side. So there's been a bit of criticism over him, but I actually
think... Not too much, though. I think people have mostly been fair.
Yeah, well, let's just... Tomorrow, I think it will be... He'll be on.
Yeah.
I have a good feeling about flying tomorrow.
Okay. Beautiful.
You two look at me like, look, I don't always think you should take at face value what I say and my opinion on football.
We don't.
But
just so you're aware.
I always look at it from that caring and loving perspective, and I hold a bit of hope. So for the West Coast fans listening.
What we want, Tommy, tomorrow is we want a moment or two where Nick Dacos and Ahali Reid go at each other. Well, not the two best young players in the game. There's a lot of good young players in the game, but I think probably the two biggest hypes in the game, two real showstoppers. I'd love to see just a couple of moments that they just come up.
You know what we want to see?
The fend-off.
The fend-off. Nick goes to Harley and Harley just goes,
nah.
Wouldn't have thought so, buddy.
Sorry, bud.
Sorry, mate.
I reckon there's a little bit of competitiveness there too.
Well, I was going to say, catch Kane Corns on the show here. We can huddle next Saturday.
Just keep an eye on the Harley Dacos thing because speaking to him in the preseason, and I did mention Nick Dacos, is this where you're going to play halfback, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm not that type of player. So I think there is a bit of interest in there in the different styles they have.
Completely different players. Completely and let's remember, different. Nick Dacos is in his third season.
Oh, yeah.
No. So no wonder he's probably fitter.
I just want a moment or two where there's
a little bit of excitement.
Yes. To the future absolute superstars.
And I might be kind of happy that Brody Mychek's not playing because he always seems to play really good against the West Coast Eagles.
He does play well against West Coast, yeah.
11 o'clock live right here on Triple M. You'll hear that game. Looking forward to it. And then after us is the Saturday Rub. The boys are ready to go. Then footy all day today. And, of course, the Eagles and Collingwood tomorrow. Wrap things up next. 92.9 Triple M. Hey, straight after us, the Saturday Rub will take over. And, of course, footy all day. And then tomorrow, the big game from 11 o'clock, the West Coast Eagles taking on Collingwood. Mother's Day tomorrow. Danny.
Happy Mother's Day, Danny.
Where
Would
do
be
I
nice.
Get flowers from today?
Oh, mate, anywhere. Honestly, heaps of places. Just drive around. You'll see the signs.
That doesn't help me, mate.
You know what I actually do think, and I love a homemade gift. I would go take Luca for a walk in the pram this afternoon and pick some flowers from the neighbours and wrap it up.
William.
Steal them.
steal the flowers. We had the Mother's Day stall at the school yesterday.
Oh, yeah, did you?
William took along his $15 and, you know, they got all the gifts and the food and stuff. And I picked him up and I said, oh, what did you get, Mum? And he goes, well, I got this mirror for me and I got these cookies for me. And then I got this bracelet for Mum, but we're going to share it.
Oh, good. Learned from his dad.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. I was like, you know, all this stuff is for Mum, mate. No. She'll be okay with it.
She'll be all right with it.
We'll see what gets wrapped up.
Look, happy Mother's Day to all the mums out there, the mother figures in the world, and, you know, have a
grandmas,
day.
Aunties,
yes,
everyone.
Great day. Yeah. And, Ronnie, good luck tonight. The big Oz kick under lights.
Fantastic. Saturday night footy. This is what they play for. This is the big stuff. This is the kids will be getting ready now, stretching. Just going for a walk.
All right, the Saturday Rub is up next. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. Triple M. Jump
around. Thanks for listening to Triple M's Weekend Huddle podcast with RAC. They're calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. There's no such thing as safe speeding.
Triple M's Weekend Huddle.
Sport with a side of carry-on.